Hey, everybody. Today in the Charlie Kirk Show, two shootings, two different directions. We talk about the Indiana shooting and a Good Samaritan hero who steps up and how the media slanders and maligns him, and more reports out of Uvalde that will make your blood boil. Email me your thoughts. As always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Take out your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show and hit subscribe in the upper right-hand corner and get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Go to tpusa.com to come to our Student Action Summit this Friday, this weekend. tpusa.com/SAS. Biggest speakers in the entire movement, including Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump, brought to you by Turning Point Action. Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, Kayleigh McEnany, Ted Cruz, Laura Ingraham, Josh Hawley, Greg Gutfeld, Donald Trump Jr., Kimberly Guilfoyle, Judge Jeanine, and more. tpusa.com/SAS. That is tpusa.com/SAS. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Why is this happening is a question I receive a lot. Why is it that our country is falling apart? I have a different point of view. Yes, we are being infiltrated. Yes, the World Economic Forum is attacking us. Yes, we have been infected by the mind pathogen that is known as wokeism. All of that is true. But I would argue that this is happening because we're allowing it to happen. What's happening in our country, the intentional destruction of America, is largely thanks to our own deliberate inaction. You see, courage is the most important virtue, because without courage, there are no other virtues. Moral courage is the most necessary, yet absent characteristic in men, George S. Patton would say. Courage is the virtue that allows all the other virtues to exist. And what we have is two separate stories that involve similar incidents that, in my personal opinion, depict the contrast between mass bureaucratic paralysis and mass formation psychosis and the courage of the everyday American. The citizen versus the bureaucrat. The citizen versus the government official. Now, before I go any further, I'm very pro-police, and you should be too. Police officers put their lives on the line every single day. Police officers love their communities, and without police, America would be a profoundly more dangerous country. However, as we have learned in the recent report, what happened in Uvalde is not just unacceptable, it's one of the great moral injustices of modern times. Breaking report, nearly 400 local, state, and federal officers waited outside Uvalde school as gunmen targeted children. 400. There were nearly 400 officers on the scene as the gunmen massacred children and teachers for 73 minutes. There were 149 Border Patrol agents, 91 state police, 25 Uvalde police, and 16 members of the Uvalde Sheriff's Police, and 5 members of the school district. 400 people that stood and largely did nothing for 73 minutes. Bureaucratic paralysis. It makes me think as if that is the direction the rulers and the elites are getting us closer to. Just to stare at what is going wrong. Well, I know we have to do something, but what do we do? Remember, fear is a reaction and courage is a decision. You see, the average American, I actually think, is much more courageous than what is being trained and taught to our police officers. We could psychoanalyze why is it that 400 people sat idly by while children were massacred one by one. We could psychoanalyze that, but instead I want to contrast the cowardice, the unacceptable behavior, the stand-down order to what we have just witnessed in Indiana. Now, this is a story that is going to quickly disappear from the media. This is a story the media does not want you to hear about. This is a story the media is going to be like, okay, let's move on. But the way the media covered this story is extraordinary in addition to what actually happened. In a suburb of Indianapolis yesterday, a gunman goes into the mall with the intent to mass murder. Unfortunately, the gunman killed three people. But an unexpected development occurred. An armed, good Samaritan, 22-year-old young man confronted him and killed him and neutralized the shooter. That average American at the mall in Indianapolis had more courage than those 400 police officers in Uvalde. Yes, he put his life on the line. Yes, he could have died. But he wasn't a police officer. He wasn't a Border Patrol agent. He wasn't a DHS. He wasn't an FBI officer. Based on everything we know, he might have been an off-duty police officer. We haven't heard that yet. Very low likelihood. All reports seem as if this is just a normal 22-year-old that came in and saw a guy with a gun. He had a gun, and he took care of business. Now, tragically, three people died. But as we have learned, that three people very well could have become 15 or 20 or, God forbid, 30 people. It could have become one of the worst mass shootings, as we have learned. Play cut 202.
IMPD SWAT team members were here just as quick as ours were. It was a very, very fast response. But I'm going to tell you, the real hero of the day is the citizen that was lawfully carrying a firearm in that food court and was able to stop this shooter almost as soon as he began.
What can you tell us about him? I'm sure if you want to tell us his name, that'd be great. But I'm sure
I can tell you that he's a 22-year-old male from Bartholomew County, and that is all that I can release at this time.
A hero in Indiana rose up and stopped this shooting right outside of Indianapolis. A good Samaritan with a gun stopped the shooting. A citizen rose up and took care of business. Whereas in Uvalde, 400 people stood and did nothing. What the Uvalde story shows us, it's not about numbers. It's about willingness. One person. And look, this good Samaritan very well could have died. And yes, those Uvalde police officers very well could have died. But you know what's amazing about this armed citizen in Indianapolis? Is that he didn't sign up for it. He was just carrying a gun, doing his job, not even doing his job, just living his life, lawfully carrying a firearm. And a lunatic goes into the mall to mass murder, and he neutralizes that person. Now, the media is not going to cover this at all. The front page of the New York Times, climate crisis fades as worry for U.S. voters. Culture war with bombs and missiles. Front page of the New York Times. Front page of the New York Times. Monkeypox. For monkeypox patients, pain is brutal and care is lacking. Front page of the Wall Street Journal. Zelensky removes prosecutor, security chief in shakeup. Wall Street Journal and New York Times isn't talking about how a good Samaritan saved lives. Wouldn't it be proper and appropriate to celebrate the good Samaritan who stopped a mass shooting just as much as we attack the 400 police officers and law enforcement officials that stood and did nothing? You see, this is why I got so fired up with the Uvalde thing, and you did too, is because we are better than this. The average American is actually rather courageous. The average American stormed Normandy Beach. The average American took Iwo Jima. The average American took Flight 93. The average American sprinted into the World Trade Center. The average American did not do what the police officer in Uvalde, where they sit around waiting for orders. You act with courage. You see, without courage, there is no other virtue. Without courage, you do not have a decent or stable or peaceful or civil society. And we have more and more pictures more and more images of what's coming out of Uvalde based on this new report of people just kind of sitting around trying to negotiate with the shooter. The guy at the mall, he didn't negotiate. He neutralized the bad guy, and he's a hero. Have you noticed that it's becoming more expensive to take care of your overall health? That's why I love my friends over at Centurion Labs and what they're doing. They have combined vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, copper, and quercetin in just one pill to save you money. It's called Centurion Defender, and it defends your immune system against allergies, colds, flu, and the coronavirus. Who knows when the next wave will hit and you want your immune system to be prepared? All you have to do is take one Defender with breakfast and one Defender with dinner and keep living your life. Now is the time to defend your health, save money, and support a company that shares your Christian values and loves this country. Check out Centurion's website where you have all kinds of health supplements, whether you are struggling to get pregnant, desire a healthy pregnancy, need a cough medicine to get you back to work, wish to have an energy drink that is actually healthy for you, or you want to defend your overall health, Centurion can help. They have dedicated the last 15 years to research to develop safe, effective, and affordable products in America that you can trust. Give for a limited time, Kirk listeners get 20% off their first order of Defender when you go to CenturionLabs.com/Kirk and use promo code Kirk. That's CenturionLabs.com/Kirk and get promo code Kirk. CenturionLabs.com/Kirk, promo code Kirk. Check it out today. Here's another story before I go further into how the media has covered what happened in Indiana, which is despicable. Indiana man hailed as hero after saving five people, including children, from house fire. This is just a couple days ago. Isn't it amazing how the media doesn't cover this? The national media, they're too busy worrying about Ukraine or worrying about gun control or this other story we're going to hit, how biological male Thomas nominated for Woman of the Year. That's the NCAA. But this Indiana man, this is an amazing story. And this is what America is really made of, not those Uvalde cowards. Nick Bostic of Lafayette was driving by on his way home when he saw flames coming out of a home around 12:30 in the morning. I saw the fire on the balcony, so I slammed on the brakes, pulled in the driveway, ran into the house from the back, and I was hollering, quote, is anybody there? This random person, Bostic, rushed into the burning home and saw four people. He helped them get to safety right away, but was then told one of the children was still missing. This random good Samaritan then rushes back into the home only to be confronted with growing flames and thick black smoke. The smoke came out of nowhere. It was pitch black. The heat was excruciating. Bostic was able to locate the child after he heard faint crying. He grabbed the child and jumped out of the second story window to avoid the flames. I grabbed her and held her snug and ran up those stairs like a running back for the Colts. I jumped out of the window, said Bostic. This is just a random guy. Dramatic body camera footage from a police officer shows the moment Bostic emerged from the home with a six-year-old child. Bostic suffered cuts, burns, and blisters on legs and his arm. He was treated at a hospital after several days. He was treated at a hospital on Wednesday after several days of treatment. Waking up every morning, I have something to remind me of why I'm here, still alive, why God keeps me here. He used me like his instrument that night. All five family members of the house were uninjured. Bostic, 25, said he doesn't consider himself a hero. He's just an ordinary person who did what he had to do. Quote, if it were me up there trapped or asleep and there was a fire, I'd be hoping that the guy driving would consider doing the same if they were able to. Lieutenant Scherer said, this is Indiana again. Indiana's producing some pretty amazing patriots. Quote, his selfishness during this incident is inspiring, and he's impressed many with his courage, tenacity, steadfastness, calmness in the face of such perilous danger. And then you contrast that with Uvalde, where they are running from the conflict. In fact, we have new tape now that shows the police officers trying to negotiate with the gunman. Play cut 208.
Sir, if you can hear me, please put your firearm down, sir. We don't want anybody else hurt.
I know.
That's what we're doing. We're trying to get him out.
Hey, please come out. Please come out, sir. I don't want to get hurt while 21 kids are systematically killed. 400 police officers versus one lunatic gunman. So yesterday, we had a random Good Samaritan stop a mass shooting in Indianapolis. How does the media thank him? Fox 59, and all of you should go to Fox 59 News. Make sure I get their website correctly. Because what I'm about to tell you is so on point with where America is right now. Fox59.com. That's Fox59.com. Good Samaritan with a gun stopped Greenwood Park Mall shooting, comma, went against mall's code of conduct. That's how the media is reporting it. Not, and by the way, they put Good Samaritan in quotes. Oh, Good Samaritan with a gun. They cannot bring themselves to the point of covering a story where a good guy with a gun neutralizes a bad guy with a gun. They are not allowed to say that. No, instead they say, well, he went against the code of conduct. You know who did follow the code of conduct? The Uvalde police officers. Do nothing. That's the code of conduct, I guess. They followed orders. Good Samaritan didn't follow the rules, and thankfully, not as many people died. And the bad guy was neutralized. Good Samaritan with gun stopped Greenwood Park Mall shooting, went against code of conduct, according to Fox59.com. That's our media. That's how our media treats heroes. He's not a good Samaritan. He's a legitimately courageous hero. You won't see that in any of the articles about him, though, written by the mainstream media. They say, well, he went against the code of conduct. He broke the rules. I want your thoughts. Please email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Your feedback. Do you think there's something deeper to this of bureaucratic government paralysis and the American citizen that still has fight left? Email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Look, there's a must-see movie you got to check out at salemnow.com called Michelle Obama 2024, her real life story and her plan for power. Film director Joel Gilbert, I know Joel, great American, takes a deep dive into the life of Michelle Obama, from Chicago to Princeton to Martha's Vineyard. He says Michelle Obama will run for president in 2024 and base her candidacy on a life story that is more racially divisive and nearly as fictitious as that of her husband, Barack Hussein. Check out the stunning new movie on Salem Now, Michelle Obama 2024. Michelle is following the same formula as Barack to become president, a best-selling autobiography, the keynote convention speaker, and a voter registration organization. First, Barack and now Michelle want to transform America. Michelle Obama 2024, now playing at salemnow.com. This new movie has stunning, game-changing revelations about Michelle Obama's past. The film director says only the truth can stop her. Michelle Obama 2024, watch the movie on demand or buy the DVD on salemnow.com. Good Samaritan with a gun stopped Greenwood Park Mall shooting, went against mall's code of conduct. Why does Fox 59 have to put that in there? Because they have to make it seem as though even though he's a hero who saved lives, he's a rule breaker. You see, instead of writing magnanimously about this shooter, wow, he had the courage to do it. Now, this is why people are less likely to act this way. It's actually a perfect example. Good Samaritan with gun stopped Greenwood Park Mall shooting, went against mall's code of conduct. I love that framing, went against, as if he's a rule breaker. He's someone that is, you should lock him up. He's a criminal. Now, why do they have to put that in there? Because they don't want to celebrate courage, because the media themselves are a bunch of very weak, dishonest people that are cowards. Do you think the person who wrote this article for Fox 59 News would go into the mall? I hope you're all understanding this. The way the media covers this, and they rewrote it in the headline, it's still the same online because they're getting such backlash, but it's still the same essence. Yeah, this is the new one. It's still as bad. Good Samaritan with gun stopped Greenwood Park Mall shooting. Mall had policy against weapons. That's how they're changing it. Where are we at as a country where the media and the bureaucracies, as soon as a person does something right, they have to tear that person down? And that goes to show, that's just a deeper cancer in our society of No matter who succeeds, for what reason, we have to try to find something wrong with that person, that organization, that company, and to try to destroy them. It's almost this collective jealousy. Like, oh, a man comes and stops someone from shooting, and they're a good Samaritan, they're a hero. Well, what did the policy say against weapons? I'm glad he broke the rules, and you should be too. In fact, you should think twice about following these stupid mall rules. No gun zone. Well, guess what? The criminal didn't follow the rules. The criminal didn't follow the no gun zone law. It wasn't even a law, just regulations. And guess what? This person didn't either. 22-year-old who's carrying a gun and took him out. Violent crime is on the rise in America. These mass shootings, I don't know if they're going up on in general or not. Sure feels like they're going up based on media coverage, but I've learned my lesson not to be tricked by that. It depends how you define a mass shooting. They're definitely going up in places like Chicago and Detroit in gang-related neighborhoods. But I could say this. If you go grocery shopping, if you go anywhere public and it says no gun zone, unless it's a state law and it's just some sort of preference of that department store, I'm going to not follow it, and you shouldn't either. Are you kidding me? Who's going to save your life then? You see, this goes to a broader theme that I want to lay into, which is what is the solution? And the solution is very simple. Self-sufficiency. Self-government. The solution is, no, they're not going to keep you safe. Who in the mall was going to solve that problem where they said, well, we have a policy against weapons? Yeah, guess who didn't follow it? Two people didn't follow it. Thankfully, one of them didn't. The criminal certainly didn't follow, you know, those stupid signs they have, gun-free zone. Huh, yeah, I feel safe now. I feel less safe when I go into a gun-free zone. Do you? When I go into a gun-free zone, I think, man, only the criminals are going to have guns here. And yet the law-abiding are not supposed to have the firearms. So you walk into the mall and there's a big sign that says a gun-free zone. And you're trying to tell me that the criminal, the active shooter, walks up with his rifle and says, ah, can't do this today. There's a sticker there. Walks right in, ignores the sticker, and starts killing people. And again, tragically, three people died. But that three could have been 10. It could have been 15. We don't know. But the other person who ignored the sticker was a good person. He was a hero. The media treats him like a rule breaker. The media treats him as if he's the villain, went against Mal's code of conduct. Yeah, put him in timeout. How dare you save lives? Yeah, what does the Mal's code of conduct say for mass shooting? You understand how sick and demented and perverse our society is, where an editor at Fox 59 in Indianapolis can get away with something like this? Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, we have this mass shooter, and he got neutralized by a citizen. How do we make that citizen the enemy? How do we create some nuance? Oh, how about he was a white supremacist? That's probably coming next. He was a Christian, and he didn't follow the code of conduct. It's all garbage written by these cowards in the media. That when the shots are firing, they would act exactly like the Uvalde police officers. Well, not me. Went against the mall's code of conduct. That is a dog whistle to the rest of society saying, you better be careful. If you're trying to be the hero, you might find yourself against a code of conduct. So the mall's code of conduct is don't stop mass shooters. While police are crediting the man for shooting and killing the suspect, again, this is what I'm going to read actually from the article. It's so extraordinary. While police, this is the first sentence of the article from Fox 59. A mass shooting is thwarted. A bad guy is killed. A regular citizen stands his ground and saves lives. And how does Fox 59 in Indianapolis cover it? Quote, while police are crediting a man for shooting and killing a suspect, mall policy states he should not have been carrying to begin with. That's the first sentence in the article. Greenwood Police Chief James Eisen confirmed Sunday that the shooter was shot and killed by a man visiting the mall. The Good Samaritan, as police called him, was armed with a handgun. Police say the 22-year-old had a legal gun permit. However, according to mall policy, the media writes, the man should not have been carrying his handgun in the mall in the first place. Last updated in April of 2020, the Simon Property Group, whoever they are, states in their code of conduct that no weapons are allowed at their shopping centers. The group is the owner of the Greenwood Park Mall. Oh, really? Did anyone follow that? Fox 59? The property group had worked with Greenwood Police for several planned security technology updates after recent incidents at the mall, including two incidents where employees were held at gunpoint in the parking lot. These upgrades include license plate readers installed at mall entrances. This is by Nexstar, bunch of con men. I mean, how dare they write an article like this, suppressing and suffocating the spirit of courage instead of celebrating this person that they could have been making fun of despite the mall's code of conduct. Instead they are writing an article as if the gunman should not have been carrying a gun. They say that in the article. And we wonder why the Uvalde police don't go in. We have an entire culture that celebrates inaction. Despite not following the mall's code of conduct, the article writes, Greenwood Mayor Mark Myers says the man saved lives. Oh, really? Fox 59, owned by Nexstar? He saved lives? You don't say. So who do they reach out to? Who does Fox 59 reach out to? Fox 59 reached out to not the shooter, the guy that neutralized the shooter, not the victim's families. No. Fox 59 ends their article by reaching out to the property group about how their policy was not followed. Quote, we reached out to Simon's Property Sunday evening for a statement about the shooting. A spokesperson declined to comment, instead referring us to Greenwood Police. I don't know anything about Simon Properties. I know nothing about them. Simon Properties Group, they're publicly traded American real estate investor. They're a REIT headquartered in Indianapolis, Indiana. Probably typically coward corporate types, publicly traded. Never met them before. Know nothing about them. They own shopping malls. Why they wouldn't say anything about how this is a hero, whatever. Simon is a huge REIT is what I'm being told. Real estate investment trust. This is a perfect example. Contrast everything that I just told you with what then we saw in Uvalde. Play cut 209, systemic failures in Uvalde. All we needed out of 400 people was one person like the 22-year-old in Indianapolis. Courage versus fear. One person. Play cut 209.
It breaks down the failures into three categories, really. The family of the shooter being unable to recognize warning signs of his behavior and his desire to get guns and acquire a arsenal. A school district that didn't stick to its active shooter protection plan and did not keep doors locked and follow through on school plans. And also local police that didn't adhere to their active shooter training, which mandates immediate confrontation with the shooter by any and all officers at the scene. We learned today that a total of 376 officers were here at the scene that day. The report criticized the lack of urgency to take down the gunman.
Lack of urgency to take down the gunman, but a random everyday citizen, 22-year-old in Indianapolis, saw a shooter and he could have ran away. The 22-year-old at the mall owned by Simon Properties Group, he could have went the other direction. 22-year-old could have hid and cowered. 400 local, state, and federal officers waited outside as the Uvalde school, as the gunman targeted children. 400 people. Let me ask you a question. Would you rather have 400 scared police bureaucrats or one brave citizen? You want to know what to do? You have to reevaluate everything in your life and make sure you are not dependent on the government any longer. I wish I had faith in the Uvalde police. I don't. But there's good news, everybody. If you are empowered with a gun in your right-hand pocket, and maybe ivermectin in your left pocket, they can't control you. You become a threat to the regime when you can feed your family, you could protect your family, you could stave off the Chinese coronavirus. The government is no longer worthy of our trust. Do you think that we should just follow the Mall's Code of Conduct policies? Some of you are saying us, freedom@charliekirk.com, like, well, Charlie, you got to follow the rules. The rules are there for a reason. One person I want to say, and I want to make sure I do mention this, Ben said, Charlie, you didn't mention that the Uvalde mother who defied cowardly police to run in and rescue her two children. That's true. Many parents did defy the police because the police were there not to help the children, but create the conditions for the massacre. Now, that might not have been their intent, but that's what happened. Now, look, I do believe that intent matters in front of God. That is a Christian belief. But in front of man, intent is in the gray area. Now, in order to be charged for murder, you must charge intent. But do I think that the police officers wanted kids to die? Of course not. But all we can do is judge them on the result. The result is 21 kids died, period. And what's incredible is that who cares about the intent of the mall hero in Indianapolis? His hero might have been like, whoa, this is my chance to be a hero. It doesn't matter. He did the right thing. And how does the media treat the actual heroes? With snarky backlash saying that the mall had a policy against weapons. We have a mass propaganda campaign that wants you to feel disempowered against being self-sufficient. Being self-sufficient is one of the most important things that you can invest in right now. We just talked about preparewithkirk.com. That's one way to do it. Being self-sufficient when it comes to owning firearms. Being self-sufficient into who is educating your kids. And this saddens me, but it should also empower you. It's also a challenge, is that at this period of time, I don't trust my government for anything. I don't trust them to secure the border. I don't trust them to give me factual information about communicable diseases. I don't trust them on mRNA vaccines. I don't trust them on masks. I don't trust them on foreign policy. I don't trust my government when it comes to big spending bills. I don't trust our government to keep me safe or keep kids safe in schools. I don't trust our government with any of this stuff. And you shouldn't either. And what saddens me is that what happened in Uvalde, it wasn't just a federal government thing. Yeah, there was some border patrol there, but I don't trust the local government. And until I start to get evidence to build up my confidence in these entities or these organizations, then I'm going to have to think differently. But this is why the parents' party is so important. You should trust your family. You should trust your instincts. You should also trust your preparedness. Are you physically and mentally prepared for what might happen next? If society starts to unravel, what are you going to do if you're walking through a mall or if you're in church and, God forbid, a shooter walks through the door? Are you going to hope that the sticker does the work, or are you going to be armed to do something about it? What happens if all of a sudden BA.5 comes ravaging through your community? Are you going to look to Anthony Fauci for the next booster shot, or are you going to learn about interventions that might be able to help you if BA.5 comes into your community? You see, they want you to be scared, fearful, and disempowered. If there's anything we learned in the last couple of years, it's unfortunately the government is not there to help you. I wish it was. I'm cheering for it. In fact, but it's the opposite. But the good news is we still have a little bit of liberty where you can inform yourself and protect yourself. And we should celebrate those heroes, like what happened in Indiana. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.